This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And we are back. It's time to get back to the NFL, the behemoth that rules atop the sports landscape. Because we do have college hoops, we do have college football, but of course we have to dedicate some time to the NFL. So in this segment, we'll get to my favorite teaser legs. And Jenks, I am happy to report that last week's teaser was a winner. And now I'm looking at some of my teasers and I'm like, Chelsea, why don't you just play these outright? Like, these would have been winners, just outright ATS. So last week we had the Texans plus 10.5 at the Colts. That was an outright win. Didn't even need the points. Chargers minus 4 against the Raiders. That was a win. And Bengals plus 13 against the Ravens, which was another outright winner. So if you're wondering, the juice or the odds on these is three teams plus 140. It is not quite the return on investment that you used to get when it came to teasers, because I think these are way more popular now. But it's still one of my favorite ways to play the NFL, because the perception is that you look at the NFL and you're like, okay, these are the sharpest lines of any sport across the board. So let's play on that. If these lines are super sharp, if you give me 6 points in one direction, I should be able to nail some of these. Now, easier said than done, but I do think it is one of my favorite ways to play. So again, I've got three lined up, but I do have two other candidates that could be ready to substitute at any moment. Kind of like those commercials where you see, who is it, like Mitch Trubisky or somebody who like tags in. Oh, yeah. I love those commercials. I wish those guys were actually available, especially the one with like the talk with the birds and bees. Have you seen that one?
No.
Where I don't know if I want an NFL quarterback coming to talk to like my 12-year-old about how babies are made.
No, you don't. Deshaun Watson's here. No thanks. Slam the door. Pause. No thank you. You want someone like, you know what, Max Brosmer. He's not going to have a job for long. Let Max come over and pivot into a different career. Why not? But yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily the great role that you want for an NFL quarterback to come over and educate your children in that way. No.
Even though if it's somebody, I think the candidates would be Tyrod Taylor. He feels like a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
And Marcus Mariota. Like, I don't know how much of interactions you've had with him, but he was, like, beloved in Nashville. Like, he was one of those guys that was, like, really active in the community.
Yeah.
And as far as, like, his personality goes, like, nobody faulted him on that. Mm-hmm. It was the fact that Titans offense was averaging, like, 18 points per game. But, like, of those two people, or of the NFL backup quarterbacks, those are the two that I would tag in.
Oh, Marcus is awesome. Like, he's such a good dude. And he's one of those classic locker room guys. He had a nice NFL career. Certainly didn't meet the expectations coming out of Oregon, but he's done a great job for the Commanders this season. And he's one of those locker room presences where you talk to anyone, they're like, we want this guy, not only because he can play, but we want him as a part of the culture here. And even Jaden Daniels has said, like, I love having Marcus here. I love leaning on him, learning from him, having him around. And so I agree. Of the guys, if you wanted to, or if you had to choose someone to have that conversation, that might be your guy.
Yeah, based on some of the previous tweets, I don't think Mitch Trubisky is the guy that I want tagging in for my life decisions. I don't even know if I can say it on air, but he does have some funny old tweets if you Google that. But I think that's the personality that you kind of have to have if you're a backup quarterback, mm-hmm. because obviously you're not, you know, dazzling everybody with your skills alone. Like, you also have to be somebody that people want around the team.
Yeah.
So you can't be like a big personality that is a quote clubhouse cancer if you're going to be a backup quarterback.
Right. And it's one of the most important jobs in the NFL. And I think we've learned, like we were talking about this yesterday on the Commanders pod, which is when you look across the lead, and I hate to just crush Max Brosmer here, but my point is you should definitely appreciate someone like Marcus Mariota or someone like a Tyrod Taylor or someone like that, because if you look at the backups around the league and how bad it can be, appreciate your backup quarterback, because it is difficult to find 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. That's impossible, much less a backup that can do the job effectively and can be a positive part of the locker room. So, yeah, we very much appreciate him here. No question about it.
Yeah, and if you can't get Jameis Winston, I guess he's the next best option, because it's so funny to me that Jameis Winston is still stealing the spotlight. Like, even last night when he was, like, pointing where the ball was, he reminds me of, like, those character actors in movies where it's, like, Steve Buscemi, and, like, every time he's in a movie, he just steals the spotlight. So if we're going to talk about backup quarterbacks, I wanted to at least slide in Jameis Winston, because what a king he is.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jenks, without further ado, let's get to Teaser Tuesday.
Chelsea is such a teaser.
All right, it's time to play Who Ruins My Teaser, because usually it's somebody, even though last week and the week before we have won the previous two tries. So here's what we got on deck for this week. We're going to start off with one of the best teams in the National Football Conference, and we're going to go with the Seahawks laying 1.5 on the road at the Atlanta Falcons. I will say this, the Falcons are a team that I feel like are kind of tough to trust either way, because most of the time they look pretty mid or terrible. Mm-hmm. But occasionally they'll pull out a good game out of nowhere. Like, remember they beat the Bills earlier this season, I believe. But I still feel very confident in a Seahawks team that's one of the best defenses in the NFL and one of the best offenses with one of the best receivers in the NFL in JSN. Next up, we're going to go to the Texans getting 9.5 on the road at Kansas City. I understand people look at the Chiefs and they still believe that there is a glimmer of hope that the Chiefs could still possibly win a Super Bowl, but we're standing at December 2nd. How long are we leaving the light on for Kansas City? And plus, they can still win this game, but I don't think it's going to be 9.5 points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Decided in this one, especially with the way that the Texans' defense is playing. And then finally, this one is up for debate because it's a divisional matchup and it makes me a little nervous. But the Rams coming off a loss, Don't you think we see a better effort? So I'm going to go with the Rams lay a 2.5 on the road at Arizona. Arizona still not sure what's going on with Kyler Murray. I think he has cleared the protocol, but they're like, he's not ready yet. And we're like, okay, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Maybe you don't want him out there.
Yeah.
So that is the teaser jinx. Seahawks laying a 1.5 at the Falcons. Texans plus 9.5 at Kansas City. And the Rams laying 2.5 on the road at Arizona. So the big question is, who ruins my teaser?
Oh, man. This is always tough for me because I always love your teasers. And it hit last week. I would say maybe Kansas City, because now they're in pure desperation mode, which you could have said last week against the Cowboys. But now Kansas City truly cannot slip up at all. And the Texans have an otherworldly defense, but they don't necessarily move the ball on offense. So if there's ever a time for the Chiefs at Arrowhead to put it all together and say it is win and it is dominate from this point forward, it's the only way for us to make the postseason, this is it. So I would say Kansas City. If I had to pick one, it's the Chiefs.
Ah, all right. So here's the question now is that I have a couple of other candidates who are receiving votes to take the verbiage from college football and college basketball that we could substitute if you don't like the Texans getting 9.5. So we have either the Broncos laying 1.5 at the Raiders. How much do you trust the Broncos to not play in a close game? Or you could go Bucks laying 2.5 at the Saints, which again, divisional matchup, but I feel pretty strongly with that one. So of those two, would you substitute either of those in?
I would say Broncos minus 1.5 taking on the Raiders. I mean, come on. The Broncos don't necessarily blow teams out, but the Raiders are so bad. Looking at the Bucks too, I mean, Bucks laying 2.5 against the Saints at home, that's another good one. Maybe the Bucks at home, because the Broncos, sometimes the Broncos just kind of eke out wins, but I don't... These are two terrible teams. I like both of these. I can't decide.
Yeah.
Maybe you go with the Bucks because they're at home as opposed to the Broncos going into Vegas. But even then, I don't think it's that big of a deal. The Broncos are so much better than the Raiders. The Raiders have nothing to play for. The Saints have nothing to play for. I mean, either one of these work.
Or you could just do all of them or do multiple teasers. Because that's always
you could do that.
Oh, I was just saying what... Oh, the Texans? No, that's still 9.5. So let's see what this teaser would be. I don't think I've done a five-leg teaser. It's plus 333. So if you want that option, that's certainly there. Because, Jinx, we talk about this a lot on the show. Like, some weeks, there are more teaser-leg options than others. Because for me, a lot of it is the number that you get it at. So you want favorites of 7.5 to 8.5 points, or you want dogs of, like, 1.5 to 2.5, because you want to go through as many key numbers as possible. I want to ask you about this one because this one crossed my mind, but I don't really want to trust either of these teams. So the Commanders are favored against the Vikings this week on the road, laying 1.5. So if you think the Vikings have a chance, you could get them at getting 7.5 points at home. How do we feel about the Commanders right now?
They're in an interesting spot where, look, they're not going to play for any sort of postseason berth. That is way long gone. They've been mathematically eliminated, so even that's not a possibility. But it looks like Jaden Daniels is going to return. And, look, we have seen improvement, right? Like, since Dan Quinn took over the play calling on that defense, they weren't as good against the Broncos as they were against the Dolphins in Madrid, despite both of those games being losses. But we are seeing improvement where the defense is not a sieve. And now we're seeing reports that DQ could take over play calling next season when it comes to the defense, which that's his background. So that would totally make sense. But we're seeing a team that has not quit, a team that continues to be competitive. And look, for a while there, it looked like there's a possibility they just might call it a season. They have not done that. So these have been some excruciating losses, particularly over the past two games going to overtime. But they are being competitive. They're fighting. I don't care if J.J. McCarthy's in the Vikings lineup or not, and they're going to get a boost on that offense with Jaden Daniels back and Terry McLaurin is back as well. So I actually like the Commanders this week.
Yeah, and the Oddsmakers do as well. I was kind of surprised to see him favored on the road, but here we sit, Commanders, 1.5 favorites against the Vikings. All right, coming up next, it's Hour 3, our biggest lessons that we've learned in the NFL. But first, we got to talk college football with Hunt Palmer out of 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. It's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.